So we're dealing with Ha'em Abayez of Shabbos. The question of Omei Lafashon of the Kasef. Okay, so basically, I guess basically the question is, the simplest way, here's the simplest case, is if a person walks, picks something up in one Rishos, let's say Rishos HaYachid, walks into Rishos HaRabim, and stops, or stands still, so then that's considered a hanacha. It's like he's placing the object down on the floor. Okay, and then you're chayav because he did an akira and a hanacha. Okay. But it says that's only if you stop to rest. Okay, so if you're walking across and you stop to rest, that's considered like a hanacha. But if you are stopping to adjust your bundle, so then that's not considered it's not considered anacha. But it's a little more complex because the Braisa said, Rabbi Yochanan said, if you stand, standing is considered stopping. And Abaye comes along and says, standing only means when you stood lafash, but to rest, as opposed to lakase, for to adjust your bundle. So the question is, but Rabbi Yochanan didn't say standing to rest, he just said standing. So that's what Rashi says. He says Amida. He says it's lav Amida. Shai Sula Kasef. If you stop in order to adjust the bundle, that's not considered an Amida. Okay. He says if you stop to rest, that's considered an Amida. That's considered standing. But if you stop to adjust your bundle, that's not considered an Amida. That's not considered standing. So the question is, why not? You're standing. What's the difference if you're stopping to adjust your bundle, if you're stopping to rest? Either way, you're stopping. What does Rashi mean, lava midahi? It's not a standing. Looks like a standing. Looks the same thing. So what's this, what's the concept? The other day. That's, okay, so I'm telling you this, that. See, hiloch. It's because what's hiloch? Right? Because you have hiloch. You have your holich and then your omed, right? Hilich and omed are like the two states, right? Like omed means you stopped your hilich, right? This makes sense, right? Not so much there, but hilich, see, hilich again isn't just like a physical activity. Like let's say you say we're traveling, so I'm traveling. I'm driving to New Hampshire, something like that, you know. So you don't say it's like the ride took me 6 hours. You include when you stop for gas also, you know, because that's part of the trip, like a trip or stopping or the red lights. You don't knock off the red lights, right? You weren't moving at the red light. But hiluch is a human activity where the human being is going. Okay, he's going. He's on the road. He's traveling. He's moving. But again, it doesn't mean. It's a human. It's not a mechanical. It's not like a mechanical process. It's like a state of a gavra who is a holich. Okay, he's a mahalich. Okay, and therefore you could have two guys who look exactly the same, and one guy is a mahalich, and one guy is an omed. Okay, and those two guys are this guy who's omed lafashon of the kasef, which means that basically. When a guy is walking and he stops for a second to adjust his bundle, or even for a minute to adjust his bundle, you don't say he's stopped being a holech. He's being a holech, but part of the holech when you're carrying something is you have to make sure it's secured. So he's not ceasing his hiluch, he's just involved in the... That's a part of hiluch, is that you have to make sure that you're able to hold everything. So that's, you don't say he has said, okay, let's stop the trip. Okay, when he's tired and he's taking a rest, then he's stopping. That's a stop. It's like a rest stop. You're taking a stop. You're breaking. Whereas then he's saying, I can't be a holich now and I want to stop my hiluch in order to take a rest. But again, but in the adjusting the bundle is like a function of the walking is the adjusting the bundle. So he's still a holich. He's not... He has it. Resting means I'm stopped. That's what it means. I want to stop and rest. That's the idea of a rest. Rest means I can't be a holich now, because see, hiluch, I'm not in the proper state to be a holich. But again, adjusting your bundles, I am a proper set to be a halach, but there's an something accidental here which I have to do in order to take a step further.
So you need gas.
So I need gas, right? It'd be the difference between like going for gas and like going to a rest stop and going and getting ice cream or something, you know, like just taking a break. There's a difference. When So the difference is resting to stopping to rest is hiluch is a human activity. It's not just a physical action. So it's a human activity involved in traveling or walking. So when you stop to rest, it means I can't be a holich right now. I'm too tired. I have to stop. Stop the hiluch. It's all over. I'm going to be an omed, and I'll start again in a little bit. But when I'm just in the bundle, I'm not saying I don't want to be a holich now. I want to be a holich now, and I am being a holich. It's just that it's part of. There's an accidental thing is that I have this thing on my shoulder that has to be in the proper position in order for it to be a holich. So I have to adjust it in my process of hiluch. So you don't say the gavra has ceased the hiluch. You don't say it's a break. So the difference, again, the difference between like a rest, going to stop for gas and taking a rest stop. Stopping for gas, you're still on the road, you're still traveling. But the rest stop is, you said, I can't drive anymore, I'm stopping. So, and that's a rest.
A lot of room for
right, exactly, right. Right, exactly. I'm saying that according to this, it would seem it's specifically because it's lafash. So you're resting. Resting is the ceasing of the hiluch. Okay, but if you're stopping to adjust your bundle or because it's a red light or because it's there's a car coming and you have to stop walking for a second or, you know, that's, you're holich. The gavra's holich. There's an activity, a human activity called the holich. Rest is the cessation of hiluch. Means I have to rest now. I'm not a roi for hiluch, so I have to stop hiluch to take a break. That's dafka. See, according to this, it's dafka lafash. That's the only way it's on up. It's dafka lafash. Yes, right. That's what Rashi saying. Lav amida. Amida is the opposite of hiluch. Once you're mahalich and then you're omed. So the omed is this is the cessation of hiluch. But it's saying it's lav amida. It means you haven't stopped. You haven't. Standing isn't the premise of Yon Rashi is that standing isn't a physical action. Physically, he's standing. What do you mean he's not standing? He is standing. But the idea is that standing is a human state. It's a state where he's not a holech. If he's a holech, he's not an omed. He's a holech. So when the guy's adjusting his bundle, he's a holech. So he's not an omed. Omed means you've stopped the hiluch. So now you're kavua. You're at rest. But again, when you're stopped for a moment and you're walking, part of the process of a human hiluch is to be was to stop for a moment here and there. And that's not omed. If omed were a physical state, then you say it's an omid. And maybe by an object, by a chafza, that is the way you define omid, but not by a human being. Human being, omid is a certain type, and hiluch and omid are certain types of activities. And it can't just be looked at mechanically. Because he's trying to explain, I mean, that's Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. Gavra. What I'm saying is hiluch is a state of a gavra. It's not a physical action, a state of a gavra. There's a gavra who's a holech. Traveler, I'd say. And then there's a guy who's a rester. He's putting himself into a different mode of operation when he's at rest. Because he has to rest. He needs a rest. And then there's a mode where he's active and there's a mode of passive. But if he's traveling, he's adjusting his bundle, he's not passive and resting. That's part of the hiluch. Part of the hiluch is the whatever the hiluch necessitates. You have to stop at a red light. You have to adjust your bundles. You have to. That's all part of the state of a hiluch. But then there comes a point where a gavra says, like, listen, I can't be holich anymore. I have to enter a new state of rest in order to be able to be holich again tomorrow or be holich again in 10 minutes or whatever it is. So the state of rest is the guy saying is, I'm not a roi to be holich. So now he changes his askus. The gavra's askus changes from hiluch to rest, to amida. But that doesn't happen when he's involved in the process. He was involved in the process of adjusting the bundle or arguably stopping at a red light or taking a pause so the car could pass and waiting for the traffic. He didn't stop. He walked. He said, I walked continuously a mile. So it was a continuous. Then you stop at the red light. That's continuous. You didn't stop walking. I would say, but if you took a 10-minute break in the middle, you wouldn't say I took a walk continuously for a mile. Or even if you stopped for a 1-minute break in the middle, you wouldn't say walk continuously for a mile. You stop. But if you stopped at a red light, that's part of hiluch. Part of hiluch. Hiluch involves other components besides for the physical moving of your feet. Yeah? So you're kavua. Now you're kavua. In other words, when you stop the activity of holech, because you're not roi to be a holech, and now you're resting, so now you're a kavua. Now you have a makom. Now the object has a makom. If you're walking, and part of the walking is that I stop for a moment in order to be able to allow my next step, then you don't say I have a makom. That's just I'm still on the road. It's as if I was walking, but I'm not walking. You know, I'm not. You don't say now I'm kavua here. There's no kvias. It's just it's an accidental stopping. It's not an essential stop. It's like it's an accidental stop. It's not an essential stop. Rest is an essential stop. I have to stop. This is an accidental stop. I have to stop for an accidental reason. It's not that mahilach has to come to a stop. Part of hiloch involves a certain position of my bundle, and it's not. I can't do that now, so I have to stop to adjust it. But if I'm not a roi for hiloch altogether, then I'm breaking the hiloch. I'm stopping the hiloch. Right, it's true. That's a good way to say it. It's like if you're on a road trip and you stop for gas, you'd say, let's say it's a 10-hour road trip. Let's say I drove for 10 hours straight. I was traveling for 10 hours straight. So you can say that. Now you stopped for gas. That's part of the trip. But if you'd say that this car, the wheels have been turning for 10 hours straight, you know, the car has been moving for 10 hours straight, that you couldn't say. Because a car doesn't know of a process called hilo. A car isn't a human being which has an involvement. A car is a machine. And if the machine is at a gas station, what does the machine know whether the guy's resting or he's stopping for gas or stopping to rest? The machine is either moving or stopped. But a human being is not a machine. Human being, there's a state of the gavra. And there's a process of a hiloch, and there's a process of resting. And the gas station is part of the process of the hiloch. But a rest stop is a process of resting. That's a different state of the gavra. So holech is a term which exists in the world of man. So it's a category in man's world, not a category in physics or mechanics. Alrighty, so now I guess let's turn to the questions about the modern questions, I guess. Because these come, I mean, at least the way we're reading Rashi, it would seem we have an opinion about this matter. But let's just forget our svara for the time being. And the question comes up is, what about if you're, this comes up, it's a big question. So let's say, for instance, you're walking on, say in a place which is a Suffolk or Shusar Abim, you know? It might be Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So if you carry in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. Okay? If you do an Akira on Rosh Hashanah and Anacha in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. So if you're a Mesupak, whether something is Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and then basically it's a Safi D'Oraisa L'Chumra, that you shouldn't pick something up and put it down in a Safi Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Safi D'Oraisa L'Chumra. But if, for instance, you walk through the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it would seem then there's no hanacha in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Okay, there's no hanacha in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So then basically, you would be, I think it's also the Rabbanon to do that, to carry through the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, to go from Rosh Hashanah Yachid through the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to get to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But it's in the Rabbanon. So if you're a Mesupak, whether it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim now, so now it might be a Nisr, it's a Safik the Rabbanon. At worst, you're over Nisr the Rabbanon. So the question is, so let's say you're crossing one of these streets, and now you have to stop in order to stop for a light. Is there a light? Or if you're walking across the street and a car comes, then you have to stop. So is that considered stopping? Is that considered, you know? I mean, these things happen. You have to start walking around in circles. I mean, it's very hard to keep your feet moving. But it's not easy to do that. I mean, when cars are coming. I mean, you could try, but sometimes you just have to stop. And it would seem, in order to get from walking forward to walking backwards, you have to stop for a second. It seems, you know. So, I don't know. So these things come up. I mean, these things are practical. So what's considered? And the Gemara just says, lafash nakasi, if it doesn't have for red lights or for cars. So the question is, you have to learn to generalize somehow. Okay, so the sources are, and I guess the case comes up also by, if you have an item with you, and you end up being stuck in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Like, let's say an expensive item, and you have to get it home or whatever. So there are different etzos you could do. So the question is, maybe one etzos is you walk less than 4 amos. So you think, because now they carry within the dollar amos, which is a problem. But when you pick it up, go 3 amos, put it down. Pick it up, go 3 amos, put it down. Pick it up, go 3 amos, put it down. So in theory, that's a possible etzos. I mean, you're not going to be able to cross the border of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Rosh Hashanah Yachid like that. But still, you can get into, from the middle of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to right next to your chater or something like that. So the question is, so maybe you'd argue that you could do that. But the question is, that's only if when I stop, like let's say we're done, maybe I don't even put it down, maybe I can just stop. But that comes up, well, is that stopping considered lafash or lakasef? If you say that's considered like lakasef, then I'm not really stopping. So the fact that I walk 3 hours and stop, that's not really a stop. So I might as well just be walking.
What about passing it?
Passing it, that's another etzah. They're passing having two people. But if you have one person, you have a problem, then you can't do that. But passing anything, they also bring down. If you do it to another person, then neither person is really going down on Amos. I mean, it's the whole their issue. I mean, it's the whole area. Because I think it's also even Midrabanan, but I think they say, Makam Hef said you could violate these Darabanans. Like, I mean, it's a sugi. I'm not in the sugi itself. I understand that's how it comes up. But that's where it ends up being discussed. Okay, so now basically, so it's talking about a guy who's, it's Reish Samachavav, Sivan Reish Samachavav, in Arachayim. So it's talking about a guy who was on the road, and it becomes Shabbos, and he realizes he has money with him. So it says if he has donkey, put on his donkey, if there's a guy, if there's a katan, if there's another guy, whatever, all these different things. But he says basically in the Siv Zion, it says, Im ein imo shum echad mikol elu, if he doesn't have any of these checks to do, there's no guy, there's no animal, there's no whatever, there's no katan yital talenu, pachos pachos me'ar ba'amos. Okay? Yes, so you can carry it 4 amos at a time. Okay? Less than 4 amos at a time. Okay? Fine. So now that's fine. That's just the beginning of the design. So it says, okay. So now it says, so the Mishnah Berurah is Yud Chas. So it's Pachos. Mishnah design says basically you have to make that. It's only going to work in the Rosh Hashanah. And it's not, you can't transfer a Shuyas like that. So he says, Pachos Nel Adamus, V'yamad Lofesh Bein Tayim, Rega Echad. So he has to stop to rest in between them for a moment. L'hapsik Bein Ahem. To be a Masik. V'anachas Gufo, K'anachas Chefetz. He's not really resting. I mean, he's not tired. It's just a fake, you know. He's just stopping, calling it to rest, but he's really just doing it in elikadesh lo yavadas v'asachas afilochi mikriyomei lofush. Is that still considered stopping to rest? Right? He says that's still considered stopping to rest. That's what Shmuel says. V'yesh machmir shetzorach dafka leishay bintayim ol aniach chifetz al gavei karka. Some say you have to actually sit down or to put the thing on the ground. Okay. Lavdavka, right? So basically he's saying is that lafush is lavdavka. It doesn't have to really mean that you're actually resting. Like, it's according to our idea that you're resting. This wouldn't be considered resting. I mean, you're really just stopping for a second in order to be able to... You can't fake resting. I mean, there's... You don't say he stopped walking. He's walking. He's basically walking. He's just stopping momentarily every 3 steps in order to be able to keep walking. But that's not... You know, that's not really... Lafush. You're not really resting. Okay? Fine. But that's what he's saying. What he's saying is that Lafush, that's considered Lafush. You're allowed to do that. Okay? That's still considered resting. It's considered Anach. Okay, now there's another Shartzi. Right. And he brings some Rayas. Okay, so that's the Shita. So that's saying, so that sounds like that's like the Mishnah Berurah also, because Mishnah Berurah is saying is that even if you stop, for this trick, that's considered stopping. Okay, so it seems they're learning that it means everything except for stopping. Everything except for stopping that to adjust your bundle. Okay, but the Chai Adam. Right. Okay, so he's learning that it means the only way to do it is to rest. The only way to do it is to rest. Right, resting means resting. So it seemed like he's in line with Arsvara, right? And it means that you have to rest. Resting means resting, because that's a cessation of the Iloch. But short of that, any other reason isn't considered a cessation of Iloch. But the Mishnah Berurah is saying, and then the Shaar Tzion is saying, is that any stopping is considered stopping, except for if you're stopping to adjust the bundle. Right? Except if you're stopping to adjust the bundle. Stopping to adjust the bundle is the only thing that's not considered stopping. Right? That's considered like you're still walking. Okay, that's at least the walking. Everything else is considered stopping. So I guess the question is, what's this far? It's funny. It sounds like he's saying is that sitting counts. Sitting is definitely anacha. I don't know. I would think we could argue on that. If you're sitting also, just because you want to, whatever, that's not, you could argue that's also not part of your hilach. Part of your hilach, you just sit down, but it's a fake. That's the really mean. Lafush means you're really resting. But a sitting, what's sitting do? What's there to stand there if you're sitting? You're basically just stopping, but it's not really a lafush. Putting it down, I guess you'd say, is because then basically not carrying it anymore. So you and I may not be a mahalich, but the cheftza is definitely on the floor. So that's for sure. You don't even do the cheftza. You could be still walking, but the cheftza is a munach. It's not a munach through you. But if it's a munach through you, then it has to be through your state of being a yoshev, or being an omeid. So then through your state, you could argue sitting also. I know they learn sitting is fine. Sitting is like the things on the floor. But you could, that's a good question. But that's what we have to define, I guess. We have to define what's the svara to say that it's only if you're stopping to adjust the bundle. Let's try to flesh it out. What's the machlokas? What's that svara and what's the machlokas here between the two different svaras? Get a svara. Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice if we get a svara for what he's saying, why sitting works. I mean, we're saying it's not our way we're leaning, but he has had a svara. He's had a svara there. It'd be nice if we could figure out a svara. What's the why is sitting? Maybe it's not far from us. Okay, so let's work that. And then after this, do this. The next thing is the next Gemara, Ben Azai. So Ben Azai, he has this funny thing, Mahalach Ka'omed Dami. Very strange. Sounds funny, right? Mahalach Ka'omed Dami. But he says this because when you're walking, every Rashi and Ksuba, Slam and Alpha and Beis. It's basically every single step. It's like you're stopping and starting and stopping and starting. It's Ben Azai Alt. You're walking is basically like Anacha, a million Anachas.
Then
are you from Maver Dalal? Yeah, that's a good question. And they say, then you have Sinai. I mean, you're right. But in Hanami, these are problems. But that's what he held. So it sounds crazy. I mean, Eli Rashi and Ksubas, he explains it a little bit. But it still needs a svar. Okay? So define the Machlokes Ben Azai and the Chachamayim.